The Bay Area appears to have turned a corner in the number of severe coronavirus cases. This will be critical as the state and local governments announce more reopening plans. KALW's Precious Green reports.
Bay Area counties reported a total of 263 confirmed COVID-19 hospitalizations over the weekend. That's more than a 40% decrease in the number of cases since last month, when the Bay Area was at its peak. County health officials also announced that there had been no reported COVID-19 deaths on Sunday or Monday, and this is the longest we've gone without a virus-related death since early March. These are just some of the numbers that Governor Newsom and health officials are monitoring as they consider reopening non-essential businesses. Newsom announced on Monday that in order for counties to reopen businesses, they will need to have no more than a 5% increase in hospitalizations over the last 7 days. But he also said each county can move at its own pace.
And we are empowering our local health directors and county officials that understand their local communities and conditions better than any of us.
Now, all 9 Bay Area counties have loosened some shelter-in-place restrictions, allowing for curbside retail pickup. But the region may still move slower to reopen than some other parts of the state. The Bay Area is still one of the hardest hit spots in California, and new cases continue to pop up as San Francisco and Oakland prepare to open new testing sites this week. In Oakland, I'm Precious Green, KALW News.